Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Meet Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Check in with Sal Palantonio. He was in Canton last night. He talked to Ben Roethlisberger. Also had a conversation with Jerry Jones. So we'll talk to the great ESPN NFL reporter. He'll join us coming up. Not much of a game last night, but it was great to just have the noise there. I thought the interviews that were interspersed throughout the game, they were great as well. The Steelers beat the Cowboys. Not quite sure about Dak Prescott's injury. Feels like there's a little bit more there than what they're letting on, and I'm not the only voice saying that. Troy Aikman said that last night during the game. There have been these reports. I'm going to have that not in capital letters, but there have been reports on Deshaun Watson. And are things starting to heat up? Are the Eagles going to, pony up how many draft picks to get Deshaun Watson? Is it inevitable? Is something going to happen? And everything that I've been told is, no, nothing is inevitable. In fact, Mike Florio reported on Pro Football Talk that, hey, the Texans aren't even returning calls now. Jay Glazer talked about this as well from Fox Sports, that because people are lowballing the Texans for Deshaun Watson, the Texans are just not returning those calls. You call, leave a message. Hey, you have a crappy offer for Deshaun Watson? Leave a message after the beep, because that's what's happening right now. They just don't want to engage. But the something that's imminent with Deshaun Watson, it's just not happening right now. It because you don't know. There's a great mystery here of, is he going to be charged? Is he indicted? He's not deposed until February. I mean, there's just so much going on here. And what's the NFL do with him? But that was one of the stories last night. The Dak Prescott injury, they say day to day, but they don't know exactly what it is. Therefore, it has to be day to day, but it could be weeks to weeks. Could be. Don't know. But the fact that the Cowboys reached out to the Texas Rangers to ask about arm injuries that they've had with their pitchers, and is this something similar that Dak Prescott's going through? That doesn't sound like it's a, I warmed up a little awkward there. Then there's a little bit more attached to this, I think, than what the Cowboys are letting on. Let's see. Got our poll question, McLovin?
Yeah, we just changed it up to third best quarterback of the modern era. Your choices are John Elway, Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if we're leaving anyone off. I got to tell you, Elway is the early leader on the third best quarterback of all time.
Nobody is doing that poll question today. Nobody in our business is asking, who's the third best quarterback of all time? That's what I love about this show. Yes, Eden.
I don't want to jump ahead a whole hours of content, but is the real question between four? The fourth best quarterback of all time?
It could be, because I think Elway is either the second or third best quarterback of all time.
So then that means obviously Dan Marino is four. So are we jumping ahead to five already?
What about Peyton, though, at four?
It sounds good with a five.
Drew Brees.
Next
week. How about on Monday, we'll have the who's the seventh best quarterback of all time?
Nice. That means Brees is six?
I don't know.
Wow.
Tune in. Tune in on Monday. The seventh best quarterback of all time. Stream the new Peacock original series, Heart to Heart, where Kevin Hart sits down with today's biggest celebrities for unfiltered conversations. New episodes premiering every week. Go to PeacockTV.com. Sign up now. Football's back, at least a reasonable facsimile, with the Cowboys and Steelers last night, the Hall of Fame game. I wanted to see Najee Harris for Pittsburgh, and they featured him early and often. And it looks like he's going to be an impactful player from day one. Dwayne Haskins getting a second shot as a backup quarterback in Pittsburgh. On Dallas's side of the ledger here, I wanted to see Micah Parsons. He did not disappoint. In fact, he was told by the Cowboys to slow it down a little bit. He was playing at, like it was week one of the NFL season. I think had 10 tackles before halftime. But, you know, the backups there with Cooper Rush and Garrett Gilbert and Ben DiNucci. Boy, if you're a Dallas fan, you better hope Dak Prescott stays healthy. Yeah, because that backup is, you know, there's no threatening backup there in Dallas. Overall, it was sloppy, but that's okay. We have a lot of NFL every week until February 13th. It's just the beginning. It doesn't quite feel like summer should be coming to a close, but the schedule doesn't lie. Ready or not, football is here. So we'll talk to Sal Palantonio coming up. Team USA versus France for the gold medal tonight. That'll be a little bit before 11 o'clock Eastern. We'll talk to Vince Carter. Vince is covering basketball for NBC. And we'll talk to him coming up a little bit later on as well. Some phone calls here. Dane in Texas leads us off this hour. Hi, Dane. What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning, Dan. What was on my mind is it was one of the funniest things I ever saw was when you were contemplating who the best college coach was who became the worst pro football coach who really tanked it up in the pros.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right in front of your face. And he was raising his little hand as if to say, call on me, Dan. It was the 1976 Jets coach, Lou Holtz. And you missed him. You overlooked him.
Thank you, Dane. I forgot about Lou Holtz, who's, by the way, this is Arkansas Lou. People think this is Bob Knight. If you're watching the show, that's Lou Holtz, his figurine, his little doll. Yes, I collect dolls. And I have the Lou Holtz. They put their pants on the same way we do. But, yeah, he didn't do well. He basically quit on the Jets. Bobby Petrino basically, no, he did quit on the Falcons. Nick Saban said if he knew he was going to get Drew Brees in Miami, then he would have stayed in the NFL. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, Lou Holtz in 1976, 3-11 as the Jets coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Not good. Yes, McLovin.
To me, I don't think people realize how big a deal Spurrier was when he went to Washington.
Yeah.
That was, as an Eagles fan, I was terrified of that because he was so good.
Let's see. Darren in Indiana. Darren, what's on your mind today?
First-time caller, long-time listener. Thank you. I heard the previous caller talking about Kenny Anderson throwing 28-30 for 140 yards, but some of the most epic passing games in NFL history were between him and Dan Fouts. They were lighting it up 900 to 1,000 yards passing. So I don't know where that guy's getting his stats, but Kenny Anderson, he could chunk the ball.
Yeah, and thanks for the phone call, Darren. Look, I got a chance to watch Kenny Anderson because I was, you know, growing up in Cincinnati. It's just the Bengals were so bad. And Kenny, I think, held the record for most consecutive completions. I don't think he still holds that. It was like 21 consecutive completions. He was a very good quarterback. Didn't beat Montana in the Super Bowl, but then nobody else beat Montana. But he was very good. And check out the numbers on Ken Riley, the defensive back for the Bengals. I thought that he was a great defensive back. And maybe he gets Hall of Fame consideration. Yeah, Paul.
Ken Riley played his entire career for the Bengals. He actually made All-Pro his last season at age 36. He had 65 interceptions. That's got to be top four or five all-time.
Yeah, because Paul Kraus, does he still have the all-time record at like 82?
81.
81?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riley, I have Riley as fifth.
Yeah. He was a great player. It was just you got overshadowed by the Steelers back then. Because the Steelers were so great. Donnie Schell is going into the Hall of Fame this weekend. Donnie Schell didn't start for the Steelers full-time. Like, that defense was that good. If you brought in an extra defensive back, Donnie Schell was the guy you brought in. And he could play safety, linebacker. It was just that Steeler defense, best defense I ever saw. And here's a guy who couldn't make the starting lineup for a few years. And he's going into the Hall of Fame. Paul in Louisiana. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning.
Hey, Paul.
6'5", 205. Okay. First time, long time. I got a top three quarterback for you, but I got an idea for you to make some money.
Ooh.
The what do you say? Sometimes you answer and you say, "What do you have?" You know, to the person calling in. Nobody ever answers with a Pabst Blue Ribbon. What do you have? A Pabst Blue Ribbon. There you go, Dan. Some money for you. There's the next beer.
Thank you, Paul.
But my quarterback is one that nobody has mentioned, and he's the one of the only two quarterbacks I think that's led the Detroit Lions to a playoff. Scott Mitchell. How is Scott Mitchell not being mentioned? I mean, he is one of the greatest quarterbacks at handing off a football to Barry Sanders, one of the greatest runners of all time.
I think Paul has been drinking his Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
But thank you, Paul.
Big setup.
For a little bit of humor there. Very little bit. And I've come accustomed to that, right, Todd?
You have.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Very little humor. You know, we get motivated, or we're motivated in different ways. And the Eagles are getting motivated in a way that I don't know if any other team is getting motivated, has ever got motivated this way. Nick Sirianni is the Eagles head coach, in case you didn't know. And he had this to say about motivating his team and what they're watching.
Our fifth core value is fundamentals. And Kobayashi, there's this video of Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut competing, and they go and like, why is Kobayashi so good at eating hot dogs? Well, the detail that and the fundamentals that he puts into it, and you're laughing, at, so he has to have the right temperature water to dunk the thing. He's got to break the hot dog perfectly in half. And like, so my point on that is like, yeah, we're all seeing this, we're all watching. It's like, what's the point of that? If you want to be the best in the world at what you do, right, on the football field, it comes down to the little things. And that right there was a fundamental talk. So it's all those, how does it go to my, you know, kind of what I want to get across? And there's just, we learn from great players in the past and great teams in the past.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay. Yeah, see.
We've said it here a million times, Dan. Winning is in the details.
It is. It's in the hot dogs.
That's what Coach is talking about. Winning is in the details.
Yes, McLovin.
I'm a little confused, but it sounded like practice was still going on right behind him. What's he doing talking to the press? Shouldn't he be watching practice?
Yeah. I don't know if anybody else. Now, that's something Dan Campbell, the Lions head coach, would say. Like, you would expect that to come out of his mouth. But Nick Sirianni, who I don't know much about, but, you know, he's motivating his team by the attention to detail with the hot dog eating contest. Yes, Paul.
Did you hear Dan Campbell the other day? He had this big cup of coffee, and some guy just goes, "How many coffees is that for you today?" So you know Starbucks better than I do. He has, what's the biggest size of the Starbucks?
A venti.
Venti. That's like two cups of coffee, right? Because it's so big.
Yeah.
He has a venti, which is two cups of coffee with two shots in it, and he has two of them, and he drinks that before noon.
I like it.
Well before noon.
Yeah.
So that is 8 cups of coffee, correct? Basically?
Yeah. Yeah. With a lot of sugar in there, too. Keep you going. Yeah, Seton.
But I feel like there's like office workers all over America who are like, yeah. Yeah, I do that and like go sit in the cubicle and work on accounts receivable.
But I used to drink 4 ventis every morning on this show.
Yeah.
So Dan Campbell has nothing on me.
You did that from about, I would say, 04 till about 4 years ago? 5 years ago?
Maybe. My wife just said, look, you gotta cut it in half at least.
Half and then half.
Yeah. But I now have a full venti, and then I have half the venti. I'm having 1.5 ventis every morning. But I used to drink 4 of those from 7:30 till noon. Yes, yeah,
you go in like oat milk, almond milk, soy?
Almond milk. Yeah,
okay.
Almond milk.
All right.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
When we'd be on the road on the West Coast for this show, let's say like a decade ago, just let people behind the scenes, we would have to get up around 3:45 in the morning to be on set. And there's not a lot of Starbucks open in the 4 to 5 a.m. window, just generally.
Mm.
But people were assigned to find those Starbucks.
And it was whenever they're open, you'd be the first one there.
Yep.
And like help them open up. And it would be like, we'd send somebody out at like, 5:15 just to find the Starbucks nearest to, where we were broadcasting from. Yes.
And there would be nothing more crushing than when you're like, you're that guy and you're like, oh no, there's a Starbucks right down like 2 blocks from here. I'll go get it. And you run over it, and it's, the one in the lobby of a bank or something.
Yes.
That's closed. Oh crap. This one's closed. Oh,
during the pandemic, when the pandemic first happened, we went on vacation for a week and I went up to Vermont and I got up there and I was with the dog. That was it. Just me and the dog. And I just thought, I got to protect myself. I, immune compromised here. So I just go up to Vermont and stay. And then the next thing I think of is, what am I going to do about Starbucks? And there's no Starbucks, like they don't have brick and mortar Starbucks in Vermont, but they had one in a grocery store about 45 minutes away. And it might have been in New Hampshire, but I would just get the dog in the car. We road trip. I'd go over and then I'd, be 45 to an hour back. I'd have 2 of them. I'd finish them on the way back. And then I was good to go. It's almost like you start to shake a little bit, start to panic a little bit. Like, what am I going to do about Starbucks? When I went to the Olympics and in Sochi, it's not like they're, teaming with Starbucks over in Sochi. And then I find out that NBC had a Starbucks in the commissary.
BYO?
Yeah. Well, you just go in there and you order it. It was awesome. It was order your own venti skim chai. Yes, Paul.
If someone were trying to give up a serious coffee addiction, would you tell them to wean off over like a long term or just say cut it?
Well, I went cold turkey on drinking Coca-Cola. And I had the shakes and headaches for about 6 weeks. And I was drinking 4 20-ounce bottles a night when I was doing SportsCenter. I would be wired. I would be on fire when I got to SportsCenter. And then I would call, like I'd leave messages for Paulie. It'd be 12:30 in the morning and I'd be like, I got to call people. And then I would also play songs and then I would try to hit the post on the song. And I would do that into Paulie's answering machine. The song's playing, like I knew the song was going to start. And then I'd call Paulie, leave a message. And then all of a sudden I'd talk right up to the post. And then I just leave these nonsensical, thoughts on Paulie's answering machine. Yeah, Paul.
I will find these someday because I have them in a bin.
Oh, my God.
But you're sitting there. I'm on 91 South. It's 12:45 at night. Bono's about to do Beautiful Day, and I'm going to hit the post like nobody's freaking business.
Yes. I would do things like 12:35 and 48 degrees at Light FM. Here's Kenny G.
And it's an hour drive, so yes. I have like 18 of these.
Yes. But I was so wired up. And I'd get home, and then I would have 2 beers in the span of about 20 minutes to then try to bring me back down. Ah, good times. That's not going to have a lasting impact on my body. No way. By the way, we have skewers today on the Traeger grill. And that is different than What we said yesterday?
Kebabs?
Kebabs?
It's the same thing. It's like a kebab is the concept of putting meat on sticks and vegetables.
Skewer is the thing you put it on.
Yeah, some people say we're firing up some skewers.
Okay, so we have barbecue chicken and pineapple skewer. I don't like pineapple. Asian-style grilled beef skewers.
Yep, that's where it's at right there.
I like that one. And spicy shrimp skewers. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Take a break. Sal Palantonio is next. And in 1 hour, Vince Carter will join us as we get ready for the Olympic gold medal game between the United States and France. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. This award-nominated program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz vans. They go far beyond, from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Make sure you go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. We got some phone calls coming up. We will talk to Sal Palantonio, who will join us from Canton. Last night's festivities there, and Hall of Fame speeches coming up this weekend. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Make way for the ESPN national correspondent covering the NFL, Sal Palantonio, his 29th training camp, and joins us on the programs. What's the big takeaway from last night's game?
Well, Dan, I think the biggest headline was provided by Jerry Jones. He did an impromptu presser. Right after I talked to Mike McCarthy on SportsCenter, Jones talked to the Dallas media, kind of stuck my nose in there, and I asked him what kind of advice, or, you know, I know you're not close to your players, especially Dak. When he talked about Dak's injury and about how cautious they are being, he reached up under his arm and pointed to his lat muscle, confirming that Dak's injury is not necessarily a shoulder or an elbow or an arm issue, that he has a strained lat on the right side. And he also confirmed that it happened when he threw a long Hail Mary pass in practice, or, you know, before practice started, when he got on the day he got hurt. And as you know, from a lat injury, it's all about rest, because it can impact your shoulder, your arm, your back, your hip, everything. And with Dak coming back from that gruesome leg injury, it's all about rest and icing it and getting some stimulation. But the basic bottom line is, you read anything about it, or you get any kind of advice from a doctor, they'll tell you to do nothing until it's completely healed.
How much pressure do you think? We love to rank things, people, but as far as individuals with pressure on them, where does Dak Prescott rank, in your opinion?
Pretty near top of the list, right? Got the money. He's got a lot of components around him. They've invested a lot in this team, changed head coaches, kept his offensive coordinator. Obviously, the gruesome leg injury that he suffered in Week 5 last year resulted in the team going 6-10 when they were on their way. I mean, the offense looks so good, and I really like Dak. I think he's super tough. He's obviously a very smart and capable player, but he's just a great leader. Dak is one of the great leaders that we have in the NFL, Dan. And I think he's going to come out of this. He's totally committed to making sure that the injury is 100%. He understands, he's heard from the team, the coaches, the doctors, that this is the kind of injury where if you are not fully healed and you re-injure it, it could really last for weeks and weeks on end.
You sat down with Ben Roethlisberger. What was the big takeaway from that?
Well, Ben's 39, and he's basically hitting the reset button like Tom Brady. I mean, Brady did it when he was 43, went to a new team, had a new offense, a new offensive coordinator, and here's Ben at 39, new offensive coordinator, new offense. Matt Canada is the new offensive coordinator, and the dictum from Rooney on down is, we will run the football, you know, when you're last in the league and running the ball. And they were way last in the league by a wide margin, Dan, in play-action pass. And so if you're last in the league in running the ball and you're not providing any deception at all out of your running game, then they're just coming after you. Everybody knew they were going to throw it, and they just ran out of gas. As for how he looked, I thought he looked excellent. I really did. The ball had great trajectory. The ball had terrific accuracy, deep and short. Ben's a great passer. His movement, which is always great, subtle in the pocket, looked good. I was there on the day they were hitting. He wasn't touched, obviously. But that was a day where, you know, the energy was high. And I thought that he really looked good, and he sounded good. And he understands what he's up against. He really does. He's taking it year by year. He's got 1 year lease, I believe.
Yeah, I wondered if they didn't think they could get a quarterback they wanted, or they just didn't like the quarterbacks that were going to be available, and that's why they decided to stay with Ben.
Well, I think they decided to stay with Ben because he's a two-time Super Bowl champion, and he gives them their best option.
Yeah, but you got to start thinking about the future here if you're Pittsburgh.
You do, and then you definitely do, and, you know, they do have. They did bring in Dwayne Haskins. He's a reclamation project. And if anybody can reach him, it's Mike Tomlin. And they were saying all the right things about him. And now I watched him in practice, watched him very closely last night. And when I watched them in practice, they were implementing some of the stuff that he was doing last night. Over and over again, Canada had him rolling to his left and throwing outside the pocket, moving the so-called platform, the launch platform for him. You know, partially that is because they've had some problems, you know, protecting the passer. And the other thing is they like his athleticism. And he's turned into a very good passer outside the pocket on the move. So, you know, they're working with him to try to see how committed he is to the game, how he will take the coaching, how he will pick up this offense. And, you know, he's got the best and the best to learn from. I mean, I just have a high regard for Mike Tomlin. I think he's one of the best coaches all time in the NFL.
Well, he's a Hall of Famer. If Bill Cowher is going into the Hall of Fame, then so is Mike Tomlin.
And so is Ben Roethlisberger, and I'm a voter, and you know that, and I will vote first ballot for both of them.
Would you take a look? I don't know how this works. Is it the Veterans Committee that Kenny Anderson and Ken Riley, who played for the Bengals, I don't have any, I mean, I have a platform, but I'm not a voter, but I'm just curious how that works with players like that, of just getting the attention of the voters and say, is anybody talking about them? Has anybody spoke on their behalf?
There's a huge pool of senior candidates, and both of them are in it.
Okay.
And it's, you know, their names come up. There's definitely legitimate discussion about both. I can tell you from a personal standpoint, I'm a big believer in Kenny Anderson. I think Kenny Anderson should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I don't know what the debate will be about Riley, but I think Anderson has been overlooked for way too long and should be in.
Do you have any hesitation voting for Eli Manning?
None.
Okay.
None whatsoever. I think, you know, I'll vote for him right from the start. And there'll be a discussion about him, for sure. But Eli Manning is going into the Hall of Fame. Eli Manning, he's going to get in. I don't know if it's going to be first ballot. It might be a little bit of a struggle for the first year or two because of the debate that will go on about his career. But I will vote for him right away, and I will push hard for him to go in. And he should go in, and he will go in.
Talking to Sal Palantonio from the Mothership, give me the player who's not in, who should be.
Oh, boy. Who's not in, who should be. That would have to be Tony Boselli.
Okay.
I think Tony Boselli, you know, is obviously his injury history with that shoulder and the length of service that he had. But we set a precedent with Terrell Davis, with TD, with the Broncos.
Yeah.
And Boselli, Dan, I mean, I don't have to tell you, when you watched Boselli, he was just better than everybody in his era. Shut down Bruce Smith. He was just great. And he's very close to getting in. And I'm not going to make a prediction because it's a very unpredictable room, and you never know what's going to happen with the vote. But I think Tony Boselli has a very good shot of getting in this year or next.
Any whispers with Deshaun Watson, you being based in Philadelphia? I don't know if the Eagles are completely sold on Jalen Hurts. Doesn't seem like it. But what are the odds, you think, that they take a run at Deshaun Watson?
Well, the beautiful thing about working for ESPN is I got Chris Mortensen and Adam Schefter on my team. So I'm going to let them handle that. That's way beyond my pay grade as far as Deshaun Watson. But I will tell you this about Jalen Hurts. I was there last Friday. I talked to Nick Sirianni one-on-one, and I talked to Jalen. It was the first one-on-one interview he did. And I watched him in practice. So he's trying to get his feet under him in Nick Sirianni's offense. And Jalen is a tremendous athletic talent who last year was on a pace to put us some great numbers. Now, his completion percentage, I understand, was below 60%, but that's just such a small sample size, four games. That was such a tremendous pressure cooker situation with COVID-19 and Carson Wentz getting hurt and all of the controversy surrounding Carson Wentz. So Jalen Hurts was thrown into the fire and passed all of the tests, passed the eye test, passed the leadership test, passed the teammate test, was embraced by his teammates. And Jalen Hurts right now is trying to, he's got a new coach and a new system. It's going to be run heavy. They want him to be more of a pocket passer. You saw the comments he made last week where he said he's learning to appreciate what the coaches want him to do while not sacrificing his athleticism. And what are those code words for? Hey, I'm learning how to be a pocket passer, but I want to show off what I can do.
I'll leave you with this. Our poll question today is not who's the best quarterback, second best quarterback in NFL history. Who is the third best quarterback of all time, in your opinion?
Bart Starr. So I'm going to go, did I shock and amaze you?
Yeah.
I did, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going Montana, Brady, and Bart Starr. I think Montana is the all-time greatest. If I had a game to win, it would be Montana.
Okay.
If I had a game, the championship game, it would be Joe Montana. Tom Brady would be number two.
Okay.
And then Bart Starr. Look at his postseason numbers and record. His efficiency and production in the postseason and that offense was amazing. And he had, in my view, the most iconic quarterback sneak in pro football history. And the great thing about it, as we now have found out, is that he audibled at the line of scrimmage. He was supposed to hand it off to Chuck Mercine, decided not to do that, and went in and on his own. Love that story.
Yeah, selfish, me first. Wanted all the glory. Right? So yeah,
just like Bart Starr's personality.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. He was the John Glenn of the NFL in the 60s. And a brief story, very brief. I was in a restaurant in Atlanta in a Super Bowl, and I don't remember what year it was. Bart Starr was quietly having breakfast with his wife. And every time she left the table, he stood up, helped her out of her chair. And then when she came back to the table, he stood up and put her back in her chair and pushed it back in. He was just the consummate gentleman, even when nobody was looking.
That's what the Danettes do for me. When I get up from the table, they stand up. And then when I come back, and it's not they don't do it on their own. I basically order them that you stand up. And then when I come back, then they all help me with my chair.
That's sweet.
Yes, it is. Very, very heartwarming. Very heartwarming. And by the way, I don't know if you had any vote on this, but thank you to whoever voted on the Roselle Award with John Facenda, because I made it a mission that I just wanted people to, you know, just let's re-examine this. And the fact that Steve Sable's going in, his father's already in, and I just thought, you know, make it a trilogy that John Facenda deserved to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So I think it's wonderful he'll be honored tonight.
Why did it take so long?
I thought that he was in, Sal. And then I said to McLovin, I said, would you check and see if John Facenda is in? He goes, he's not. I go, we're writing a letter. And I wrote a letter to David Baker, and I just said, just bring this up so people know that John Facenda is not in the Hall of Fame. And he said that he would, and, you know, it's awesome that John, you know, that voice will be heard on those loudspeakers tonight, and it will bring back a lot of memories for a lot of people there, and it'll be great.
It was the voice of God, and it was the soundtrack of our lives.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Have fun this weekend. Always great to catch up with you, Sal. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the program, Dan.
That's Sal Palantonio, the mothership. Always great to talk to Sal. Bart Starr, third best quarterback of all time? No. But I love the passion there. A little bit of a curveball there. Bart was great in those two Super Bowls. I do think this is something that's really hard to quantify. And that's being a floor leader, a floor general, a field general. And, you know, I complimented Alex Smith and said that he ran an offense in a similar way to guys like Bob Greasy and Bart Starr. Now, he didn't like being called a, you know, kind of a field general, because that meant you weren't great at passing. But to be able to run an offense, and that's what it used to be. You ran an offense, and now it's just different. It's, you know, you're throwing the ball. But Bart Starr, he wasn't asked to do much during the regular season. They had a good running game. Lombardi believed in running the football. You know, same, you know, the Dolphins, they ran the ball. They had three great running backs, Zonka, Kick, and Mercury Morris. And Bob Greasy was a field general. And that's sort of a lost art. You know, Troy Aikman was sort of like that. Like, what do you need me to do? And today's quarterback is just basically, I'm going to be throwing the football. But, you know, being a field general, that's what Bart Starr was. What do you need me to do? We're not going to, you know, win this game by running the ball against the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl I. We're going to throw the ball. Or Super Bowl II. Like, but during the regular season, Bart Starr had a season, I think, where he threw 9 touchdowns and 18 interceptions. But when you got to a big game, he was a big game performer. All right, we'll come back. More phone calls coming up right after this, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Poll question today. Who's the third best quarterback of all time? I like how some people, including our buddy Chris Brockman, are we sure Montana's second? Sean Salisbury, friend of the show. Talent, Elway. Body of work, Manning. Deserves more mention, Marino. Well, tell me who's third, Sean. Don't give me all those answers. Let's see. We got Fran Tarkington got a mention here. Terry Bradshaw, 4 Super Bowls. Montana's value is high due to his championships, but Bradshaw doesn't seem to be held anywhere near the same regard. How close is Aaron Rodgers if he keeps this up for the next couple of seasons? I'd put Roger Staubach at 3. Troy Aikman has to be in the conversation for number 3 all time. No, because Troy wouldn't even put himself in the conversation for that. Assuming it's Brady and Montana, then Manning followed by Elway. Here's another one. Elway, Manning, Big Ben.
I don't know about that.
No. What else do we have? It's already Mahomes. I say this as a diehard Broncos fan staring down the barrel facing him twice a year for the next decade. Mahomes does things no one has ever done. I'd hate to say that I see him finishing with at least 5 rings, puke, but true. Okay, that's what you think he's going to do. And ability as well. But no, Mahomes, not the third best quarterback of all time. Who else gets a mention here? Curtis Painter. Curtis Painter got a mention there.
A lot of joke mentions. Like, yeah. I had hundreds of them, actually.
Here's a couple. It's got to be Cutler. Okay, fair enough. Gardner Minshew got a mention, and so did Derek Carr. Oh. That's the poll question today. If you would like to take part, you can.
I actually put up who is the better Carr brother as a side poll question, too. So that's the Derek Carr answer.
Wait.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But why people feel compelled? We got about 50 backup quarterbacks are being sent our way.
Mo in Arizona is back with us. Hi, Mo. What's on your mind?
Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Mo.
Morning. How's it going? Good. Hey, okay. For one, you can't put anybody above Montana. He's 4-0, no interceptions. Okay, I'll give you the Brady debate. It's kind of like Jordan and Kareem. Yeah, it's a toss-up. But number three, you guys are forgetting about Steve Young.
I love Steve, but no, Hall of Famer, I know, great. You know, that's another argument where Steve had five great years. And I know that, you know, he was in the USFL and then he was with Tampa and then he got there. And I think he took over for Montana at age 30. But if we start to look at these windows of Terrell Davis gets in, Steve Young gets in, then I think we have to start looking at other positions. Because we love to look at longevity. I understand that. But Steve Young and Terrell Davis got in, and they're probably looking at 5 years maybe. Maybe 4 years for Terrell Davis. But they were great. That's where Tony Boselli, if you say, well, he's a lineman and he only played, you know, 5 great years. Okay, but what's the difference in that position and Terrell Davis and, you know, somebody else who had an abbreviated career because of injuries? Gale Sayers was spectacular, abbreviated career because of injuries. You can't just pick and choose and go, well, he's a running back. I mean, this is an offensive lineman and a left tackle and an athlete. So that's where I would argue that. Yes, Paulie.
Steve Young's career is really nuts. His entire Hall of Fame resume is age 31 to 36. 3-time all-pro. 7-time Pro Bowler in 7 years, led the league in percentage and touchdowns and quarterback rating. Like, his 6 years might be the best 6 years.
Of any quarterback of all time?
Well,
I mean, I know percentage-wise, Steve was the first guy I remember who was completing like close to 70%.
From 31 to 37, he's Pro Bowl every year, yeah. 3-time All-Pro. He also had no losing seasons as a starting quarterback, 0 losing seasons. 94 and 49. I mean, and then he led the league in touchdown passes 4 times.
Yeah.
And his interceptions were always low. He also ran for like 5,000 yards.
Yeah, I know.
In a short window. In his 30s, not in his 20s.
When he could have rushed for... How many yards did he rush for in his career? Is he like...
He's at 4,000 yards, and they almost all came after the age of 30.
He could have. And back, you know, prior to 30, he was a runner. When he got to the 49ers, they were trying to keep him in the pocket and go through your progressions. He could have rushed for 8,000 yards in his career. I mean, that's not a stretch. If he had gotten to the Niners when, you know, he was younger, he ran for his life in Tampa, but he was also in the USFL. But, no, Steve Young was great. Dill in West Virginia. Hi, Dill. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I know somebody mentioned a while ago, but Fran Tarkenton never gets the credit he should. He's all a 6 foot, 190, 9 Pro Bowls, 3-time NFC champion, quarterback, 4th in quarterback rushing all the time, exciting as can be. It didn't always have the best offense in the world, but he had some very good receivers at times and never gets the credit he should, I don't think, on these lists.
Yeah, I remember that. I think it was 310 touchdown passes that he had. I just remember, like, God, nobody will ever get to 300 touchdown passes. But if Fran was, if he was 6 feet, but he was a scrambler, I think losing the Super Bowl, hurt him a little bit. You have to understand what it was like, you know, in a previous era. When you lost the Super Bowl, it wasn't that you were the second best team. Like, you were, like, you lost the Super Bowl. And we had a lot of blowouts in the Super Bowl. Therefore, you just, it was really held against Elway for a long time that he was getting blown out in Super Bowls. You know, Jim Kelly and the Buffalo Bills, the Minnesota Vikings, when they would lose. We never celebrated those who finished, you know, as the loser in the Super Bowl. We still don't. You know, we still put a scarlet letter on them. All right, more phone calls coming up next hour. And looking forward to Vince Carter. I wonder about that dunk in the Olympics over Frederick Weiss, a 7'2" center. If you could, if he could say to the Olympics or NBC, can I make an NFT of that? Of me going over him in one of the most famous dunks of all time. Is there a more famous dunk than that? Now, I know Dr. J, Michael Cooper, that was in the, you know, in the finals. But in a game, where does that, can you see greatest dunks of all time, McLovin? See if there's a list out. Vince Carter will join us coming up. Phone calls as well on this Meet Friday. Seton, Pauly, Fritzy, and McLovin, yours truly. Final hour coming up right after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.